Okay, so before we take a look at the equipment selection and arrive at the price, would it be okay if I just share with you a little bit about the technology we're going to be talking about?
Sure.
Have a better understanding. So we really have three components of a basic heating and air conditioning system. Is the blower, as you can see here, I have a photograph of your furnace, the heating system, and the air conditioning system.
Okay.
So there's really three types of blowers. There's a single speed that's very similar to yours.
Okay.
You get about 3 to 4 degree temperature difference from the thermostat, and it'll cost about 15 75 watt light bulbs to operate. Okay. Then we have, it is quite a bit.
Yeah.
And then we have a DC, okay, direct current. That we can maintain between a 2 to 3 degree difference from the thermostat, a little bit better control, and it'll only cost about 7 75 watt light bulbs.
Okay.
A little more efficient. Can you see how it'll help out with the reducing electrical bill?
Yes.
Okay. And then, of course, our variable speed, that'll modulate, okay, based on the requirements of the home.
Okay.
That'll cost 1 75-watt light bulb.
Wow.
Great technology. And we can maintain up to a half a degree from the thermostat based on what system we put in place.
Okay.
Highly efficient, but can you see how that'll do a wonderful job and even out some of the hot and cold spots in the house?
Yep.
With that, not to mention, you know, reduce the electricity bill a little bit. So as we start talking about the heating and air conditioning systems, there's really three technologies there too. For the heating, there's a single stage, two stage, and modulating.
Okay.
Single stage is very similar to what you have.
Uh-huh.
You'll get about a 3 to 4 degree temperature difference, and but a newer one obviously will do a better job for you, a little bit more efficient.
Okay.
There's two stage. Two stage will give you a little more even heat because it doesn't overheat.
Okay.
It'll come up 65% and maintain a more consistent temperature, which, as you can see, will do a better job evening out hot and cold spots in the winter.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's modulating. Now, modulating technology, it'll increase its capacity 1% increments until it gets within a half a degree from the thermostat.
Oh, okay. Wow.
Then it'll check the outdoor pollen count, the indoor relative humidity, and adjust the blower speed and humidifier to maintain that humidity level above 35%.
Really? Wow.
What that'll do for you is it'll reduce a lot of the allergens for the dry. It'll also reduce the transfer of a lot of flu and cold systems and asthma. Okay? Because if we keep the humidity level above 30%, it'll restore the body's ability to filter the air properly and keep all the pollutants from being airborne.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
Yeah, I think so.
See how that'll help with the allergens?
Yep.
Okay. Then it'll increase the amount of air properly that's coming through your air filter based on the outdoor air pollutant content. Pretty amazing, right?
Yeah,
it checks the Weather Channel forecast and determines what level, if it's high, medium, or low for indoor-outdoor air quality and just the indoor air quality.
Really?
So it'll circulate the air 24 hours a day, 7 days a week through a filter.
Uh-huh.
Now, the lowest efficient filter is a 2, MERV 2, measured efficiency rating. The highest is a 16. Your body filters the air at an 8.
All right.
Anything above an 8 gives your body a chance to recover. Anything below an 8 puts more strain on your body. So when we put that 16 in, combined with the humidifier, can you see how that'll help quite a bit reduce those allergies?
Yeah, that makes sense to me.
Okay. That'll also go through a carbon filter that'll reduce some of the odors. And then a UV technology, ultraviolet light, that'll emit a small amount of hydrogen peroxide and disinfect the air, just like it disinfects a gut. Pretty amazing, right?
That is amazing. Wow.
Can you see how that'll do it?
It's a hell of a furnace.
It's a wonderful system. Customers love it. And then finally, we have the air conditioning. There's three technologies, single stage, two stage, and variable. Very similar to the heating, it's only cooling. Single stage, just like what you have, you get about a 3 to 4 degree temperature difference.
Yeah.
Do a better job for you than what you have, but the comfort and the health level would be about the same. Two stage, very similar to the heating. It'll turn on at 65%. A little quieter, a little more efficient, and do a little bit better job in humidity control with that. a little bit less operating cost. Then we have a variable. The variable will increase its capacity, just like the modulating furnace, 1% increments, half a degree from the thermostat. And again, with that system in the summer, it'll check the outdoor pollutant count, adjust the dehumidification, and the amount of airflow coming across your filtration system 24 hours a day, depending upon how much pollutants are outside, and maximize that.
Wow.
Impressive system, right?
Absolutely.
By the way, the variable speed systems happen to be the quietest system available on the market, and they're the lowest operating cost available on the market, too.
Wow.
So a couple of benefits there. Do you have any questions about the features we talked about with the three options here?
No, when can you install it?
Okay, so it all makes sense.
Yep.
All right. Well, the next step is for you and I to review the different equipment options until you're comfortable with the price.
Okay.
We can do that now if you like, or I'd be happy to stop by with both you and your wife to review everything with both of you just to make sure we don't miss anything.
Let's do it now.
Okay, great.